AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei says Iran has acknowledged the ceasefire extension, but did not specifically say whether Tehran was ready to attend a new round of talks with the U.S. and Pakistan. The comments were reported today by Iranian state television. They come after President Trump announced yesterday that the U.S. was indefinitely extending its ceasefire with Iran just a day before it was set to expire. Meanwhile, a second meeting with the Lebanese and Israeli ambassadors is scheduled for tomorrow in Washington. Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun says contacts are ongoing to extend the ceasefire and that preparations are ongoing for negotiations between the two countries. He says the aim of the future talks is to fully stop Israeli attacks, secure the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Lebanon, secure the release of Lebanese prisoners in Israel, and deploy Lebanese troops along the border. The ongoing bottleneck of supply of oil due to the Iran war could affect more than just what you pay at the pump, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
So far, the war's most tangible and immediate effect for many people has been spiking gasoline prices. But crude oil isn't just refined as a fuel. It gets turned into chemicals, waxes and oils, and other mixtures that appear in a vast array of everyday items, including most made with plastic and rubber. It's even used to help make plush toys. Petrochemicals derived from oil and natural gas go into making more than 6,000 consumer products. With disruptions to global oil supplies now in their eighth week, higher production costs could make things more expensive for shoppers across the board. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pope Leo XIV is visiting one of Equatorial Guinea's notorious prisons today. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Spurs star Victor Wembanyama exited in the second quarter in concussion protocol, and the Trailblazers took advantage with a 106-103 win to even their West first-round series at one game apiece. Scoot Henderson scored 31 points.
As a competitor, you don't want one of the team's better players to get hurt. You want to beat them solely, fully healthy.
Rookie Vijay Edgecombe had 30 points and 10 rebounds, and the 76ers beat the Celtics 111-97 to tie their East playoff series at one game apiece. Bulls coach Billy Donovan has resigned after six seasons. Stanley Cup playoffs, J.J. Moser scored 12:48 into overtime for the Lightning in a 3-2 Game 2 series-tying win over the Canadiens. MLB, the Yankees blanked the Red Sox 4-0, and the Mets dropped their 12th straight game 5-3 against the Twins.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.